Now, to summarise, WA police want to apply some pretty heavy alcohol restrictions in some of the mining towns in the north of our state, places like Port Hedland, Karratha, Newman, Parabadu and Tom Price. These changes would apply to bottle shops, so they wouldn't be allowed to open until 2 o'clock each day, and they'd be banned from opening entirely on a Sunday. If you wanted to buy a carton of full-strength beer, well, you can't. In fact, you're not even allowed to buy one takeaway stubby if it's full strength. Residents up there could potentially only be buying mid-strength takeaway beers with a limit of just one carton per person. Spirit sales wouldn't be immune either. They'd be capped at one 750ml bottle of spirits. Wine sales will be limited to three bottles per person. This is all part of a submission to the Director of Liquor Licensing from WA Police, and it includes the fact that if you were to be in one of those towns and wanted to buy a combination of those alcohols, your wines, your beers and your spirits, then the limits that I just mentioned would be halved. It's something that has generated a lot of talk, a lot of feedback and a lot of people weighing into the argument on is it necessary to restrict alcohol in these remote communities in WA's northwest. Bradley Woods wants to be part of the discussion as well. He's the WA CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Michael. Merry New Year.
Merry New Year to you also. Is it going to be a Merry New Year for those up in the north of the state if this is the way that things are heading up there?
Well, look, we're hoping it won't be. I mean, the proposal by the WA police to restrict the sale of full-strength takeaway beer across the entire Pilbara is absolutely ridiculous. This is targeting law-abiding taxpayers through unreasonable measures, restrictions and controls and prohibition. We can work with the police on issues to deal with intoxicated persons not being able to buy alcohol or not being allowed to buy alcohol. We're trying to see if we can get a prohibition register introduced. That would mean people who've got criminal convictions or violent assaults or have got a history of alcoholic problems wouldn't be served at all. But we don't believe that introducing these types of restrictions, blanket bans, is good at all for tourism. It's not good at all for the locals that are working in the region or for people, just normal everyday West Australians or visitors who want to be able to have a full-strength Swan Draft VB or Asahi and just to, you know, enjoy a full-strength beer in reasonable moderation.
A quote I read with interest from you in an opinion piece that you wrote in the West Australian newspaper, it says, "Surely those problem drinkers who are causing issues in the Pilbara region are doing so because of the substance abuse and not because of the availability of full-strength beer." What do you mean by that?
Well, there is very clear evidence that there is a very high level of illegal substance abuse in the Pilbara and also parts of the Kimberley as well. Police data has reported this. There's been plenty in the media around this. And, you know, problems that are occurring in terms of antisocial behaviour, theft and crime, being blamed entirely on legal alcohol sales is totally naive. We believe this is a very lazy approach by police to deal with the issue. It's going to demonstrate no outcomes that are going to actually solve the problems that they're trying to address. People will find a way of getting around it because they'll just use mail order and the post offices will become the largest liquor outlets, as they have become in areas like Halls Creek and Fitzroy Crossing. The concern, obviously, is that these restrictions would also eventually see their ways to Perth as well. And I think that we've got to be very careful about giving up any of our rights as individuals and consumers in the community to the nanny stay wowsers who really have a long-term agenda of banning alcohol altogether. And that's part of this agenda that we're seeing here. WA police certainly need the right tools and resources to block and stop problem drinkers from causing problems, and we support that and we want to see those issues addressed, but not at the expense of law-abiding West Australians who just want to have a cold beer in an afternoon after work.
Bradley Woods is the WA CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. He's our guest on Perth Live this afternoon. We're talking about potential restrictions if WA police submission gets up. You call them nanny state wowsers. WA police will say that this is a response to rampant sexual abuse that's happening in Roebourne. They've also got statistics saying that up to 80% of domestic violence in certain part of our northwest is alcohol-related. That's a pretty compelling argument.
Yeah, and that's a very, very small, a very tiny percentage. It's a point of a percentage of the community that are causing those problems, Michael. Not the 99.9% of adult West Australians who are consuming alcohol normally. And this is the issue, is that the courts need to address these individuals. They can easily put prohibition orders on them to stop them being allowed to go into licensed premises or being purchased alcohol. I mean, there is no bottle shop, there is no takeaway in Roebourne anyway, so that alcohol is obviously coming from somewhere if there is alcohol consumed. But for the police to say that all sexual assaults of children are full-strength alcohol-related, I think is absurd. There is far more complex issues and systemic problems associated with that issue than just simply banning it for the entire tourism region or for the entire population up there. It's about reasonable measures, and it's about addressing these issues through measures that have been demonstrated in other parts of Australia and overseas that do work. There's a whole range of measures that the state government can look at, and we don't think that Mark McGowan went to the last election with a mandate of saying he's going to ban full-strength alcohol in regional Western Australia. That was never an issue on the agenda, and we think that the government needs to step in here and have a look at the way in which the police are using these types of applications to drive another social agenda.
It sounds like you're saying the police submission is targeting the community when really it should be targeting individuals. And is that something that, the police can arrest these people over the domestic violence, they can do all that, but are you pointing the finger at the justice system? Is that where it's falling down? If 80% of domestic violence is to do with alcohol, well, if 80% of it is alcohol-driven, then are you pointing the finger at the justice system?
We're pointing the finger at the fact that there are known recidivist sex offenders, violent offenders, domestic assault offenders who are obviously not being put away in the jail system because of other factors that go to play up in the northwest, but are also still being able to be allowed access to purchase takeaway alcohol or to purchase alcohol in the first instance.
Bradley, I'll park there. I do have one more question for you, but Glenn has joined in the discussion on 922 11 882 from Spearwood. He wants to talk about this. G'day, Glenn.
Mr. Genovese, how you going?
I'm good, mate. How about you?
Yeah, good. Look, two things. Firstly, I can guarantee there are no children being molested on any mine sites, and very few fly-in, fly-out workers bash their wives in the northwest. So we know exactly what part of the community we're talking about it, and nobody wants to call a spade a spade. I worked in the northwest, and I've been to a place called Lombardina. Now, Lombardina is an Aboriginal community just before you get to Broome. It's a dry community. It is the epitome of what a community should be. Everybody there has got a job. The place is manicured, the last time I was there anyway. People were well-dressed, they were well-behaved, and then you'll find that there's splinter groups that don't want to play the rules, and they'll go and set up a camp somewhere else. And unfortunately, the state and federal government has got to put an inordinate amount of money into establishing a new camp with power and water and a whole lot of infrastructure because people don't want to do what is right for their community and their children. Now, as far as the second problem we have in the northwest is there is a huge amount of crystal meth in the system up there. Purely and simply, it is the only one, one of the few drugs that you can consume it within 36 hours and it doesn't show up in your drug test before you go to work. And this is why the crystal meth problem is so big in Western Australia compared to anywhere else. When we were working up in the northwest, when we'd done a hard day's work, we'd have a few beers, we were all responsible when we were rigging and boiler making and working at heights. You were working as a team and you looked after each other. We didn't have all this crap about, alcohol testing, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Some of the guys might have been a little bit over the limit. But the thing about it is you can drive a car at less than 0.05 or 0.05, and yet you can't work anywhere on a mine site unless you blow zero numbers. So there's a culmination of factors that are leading to these sort of problems, and they have to be addressed as a package and not individually.
Okay, Glenn, thank you very much for your contribution. Doesn't want the blanket rule, doesn't want the restrictions, and believes that that's not what is going to be the solution to this problem in the northwest of our state. Ruth has joined the discussion as well from Madeleine. Hey, Ruth.
Oh, hello. I was actually working for the Commonwealth Government in Alice Springs as Finance Officer in Aboriginal Affairs, mm-hmm. and that took in the whole area of the Pitjantjatjara land area, so with WA, Northern Territory and South Australia, so
sure.
I know a little bit about it.
Sounds like you do. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
I'd like to write a book. but for most of those 12 years, my husband was on the Northern Territory Liquor Commission as the consumer rep. The voice of the people sort of thing.
Sure.
They had public servants and stuff, and they had a lawyer, and he was from the Alice Springs area as the...
Community advocate,
yeah, I suppose you say. So I know a lot about all the problems and everything.
Ruth, that putting a blanket ban on these bottle-os and restricting everyone in towns like Karratha, Port Hedland, Parabadoo, even Exmouth was thrown up, restricting them from buying full-strength takeaway beers? You can only buy mid-strength, and you can only buy one carton. You can only buy one 750ml bottle of spirits, and you can only buy three bottles of wine maximum. Do you think blanket rules like that across the entire community, given what you know and what you've seen, would work?
Well, I think for the real communities, not so much the towns, but I think it gets very hard in who you do and who you don't. But somewhere like on the highway going up to, I can't think of the name, there's a little pub there, and if you go past there at, I'm not sure, 5 to 12 or 5 to 1, you can see 50 or more people that have walked from out where they lived and sitting on the side of the road waiting for 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock for them to open or to allow them being served.
That part of the police submission would keep the bottle-o shut until 2 o'clock, so perhaps you're suggesting that may be something that could be introduced.
Well, I think they've got to do something. I've seen an awful lot of child abuse and everything, and the previous guy, the hotel guy, said, it's, all amphetamines and all this sort of stuff. I was there from 77 to 89, and there was no such thing. There might have been a bit of marijuana and stuff around, but there was nothing like ice anywhere then.
All right, Ruth, thank you very much for your calls. Very experienced. If you do end up writing a book, flick it through to us. I'd love to read it. Hopefully Bradley Woods is still there. I appreciate your patience there, Bradley, the WA CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. What did you make of some of the things we just heard?
Oh, look, a good reflection of different views in the community. And certainly we don't think that alcohol is innocent. We think that, it still needs to be sold responsibly, and there are individuals who do abuse it and misuse it, but there are other drug factors involved here. But at the end of the day, it's about individuals who are likely to commit these crimes and how they are properly managed. And the answer to it is not just banning products across the board for law-abiding adults in the Northwest.
We've got a couple more calls to go through, Bradley, but one of the other towns that was thrown up there, final question, Exmouth. What would it do to the tourism dollar in Exmouth, a blanket ban on full-strength beer at bottle-o's?
Well, look, it'd just be ridiculous, Michael. I mean, there's so many caravanners, people driving through in four-wheel drives, holiday makers up there. It would become a laughingstock of Australia in terms of the tourism industry, and I think it would be bitterly disappointing for average tourists to not be able to buy normal products the way anyone else can in any other part of Australia that's a tourism region. So we've got to be realistic about these types of issues.
Nanny state wowsers, we could become the laughing stock. Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association, I appreciate your time on Perth Live this afternoon.
You're welcome, Michael. Cheers.
We've heard Bradley's thoughts.